Millennium Masech, the Shabbos, Naf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The sugya is going on, the Gemara is Kasha. The Braisa had said that if you have a bell with an invil, it's Mekabel Tuma, because that's a complete bell. If you have a bell without an invil, without the clapper, it's not Mekabel Tuma, because it's not yet complete. Now, if you had the bell and then the invil fell out, the Braisa said it's still Tumasin Aleim, it's still Tummy, or it's still Mekabel Tuma, like we'll discuss. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what's it ready for? What could you do with the bell without an invil? It shouldn't be a kli because you can't do anything with it. So Abaye said, because the head yachal achzirei, and a chanami, you can't do anything with it, but since you don't need a professional to repair it, any ordinary person could repair it, then it's still called a kli. So Gemara had a kasha on that. Gemara brought a raya that it's not that way, and we spoke about that at length in the previous year. And then Rava said, the reason why it's good is because hal v'roi l'kishe l'gabei cheres. You can still use it as a bell if you take a cheres and bang it on the bell, and then it will still be used. And the Gemara brought Rabbi Yechanan and said, hal v'roi l'gamei b'mayim l'tinek, you could use it for drinking water for a baby. And the Gemara explains that as far as hamachlekes is, the need me'ein melacha rishena. If you have a kli which broke but still could be used for something, does it have to be similar to what it was used for originally, or even if it's just a completely different thing? And we'll discuss that soon. Now, there's an afkemina lahalacha between Abaye's reason of hedi yachal achzirei and Rava's reason of royal akisha gabi cheres. First of all, like the Ridva and the Meiri point out, is the invil mekabel tuma. According to Abaye, both the Zug and the Invil Mekabel Tumah, they're both considered Kalim, or one big Kali, and they're both functional because a Hedi could repair it. According to Rava, they're not considered functional, that they could be repaired. But you could use the Zug, like Kisha Gavi Cheres, and, or Legamei B'mayim Latinek, but for Shtetzach, the Invil can't be used at all, the Invil won't be Mekabel Tumah whatsoever. Mupashit. Now, a second afkemina is, if you look carefully at Rashi, the top Rashi on the Amud, Hal v'roi l'kishe l'gabei cheres, when he says, v'hashti tartzu kulu, now all the braises fit, because the behema is tar without an invil, because a takshit for behema is not a takshit, and with an invil it's tamei, because it's called a kli maisa, because Mashmiya Koyel is considered to be the invil mashvil imana, because it makes noise. And then Rashi says, and a person, if it's an adult, so it's tam tami, because it's a takshit, even without an invil. And if it's for a child, which is meant specifically for the koyel, so then it won't be makabel tumah without an invil, because it's not nigvim malachtai, but if it's nilu invilayim, so then it will remain tami, because it's not nishtabru kashir. So Rashi says clearly, by the behema, without an invil, he says stam, it doesn't work. He doesn't say that nitlun vuleim would work by a behema. It's meduyik in Rashi that by a behema, even nitlun vuleim, it won't be tam anymore. Because you wouldn't say the svara of roi lakisha agami cheres. Because I'm sefer and sasemus and medayik this in Rashi. And they say, because when something is being used for a child, etc. So if it doesn't have a clapper, so good, you'll get a cheres and use that. But if you want to use it for a behema, you have to know where the behema is. If it doesn't have an invil, there's no way you'll know where the behema is. So it practically lost its entire function. But they're both medayik in the Rambam is mavur that all the bells are the same, by all of them, nitlu and v'leim, is adayin tumas and aleim. And I guess the svara is, it doesn't have to be continue to be an animal bell to be me'ei malach terishena, as long as the mice it still could be used for noise, even though you won't use it as a zug shel behema anymore, but you might use it as another type of a zug and you still can make noise, and that also would be called me'ei malach terishena. Now Taisus discusses if this din that it's still roy for some use, does that make it only if it's already tame, it won't become ice tame? But it's still, if it was never Tameh, it would lose its ability to Mekabel Tumah. Or does that make it that even if it wasn't Tameh, it would still have the ability to Mekabel Tumah? Taisus was gairis in Rashi, what we don't have in Rashi. We have the opposite in Rashi. Like the Maram and the Pnei Yeshua point out, maybe you can magia Rashi like the Marashal does, which is brought on the side of the Gemara. But Taisus had in Rashi that this din of Roy Lakisha El Gabi Cheres only works if it's already Tameh. If it's already Tameh, then if it still could be used for something, then it doesn't lose the Tumah. Hashem Cain, if it never became Tameh, it does lose its ability to be Mekabel Tumah. And Taisus says that the reason why Rashi felt that way is because since it's the halacha that a kli, an unfinished kli, is not Mekabel Tumah, so even though you could use it, but it's an unfinished kli, it's a geulim kli matres, it's a kli which is not completely finished, so therefore, how could it be Mekabel Tumah? So what's pshat then? If Rashi holds this way, how come when it's Tameh, it doesn't become Ois Tameh? So there, and we spoke about this in the fourth barak, there you could say Yisayin, and we'll see Taisus also has hold of this Yisayin, that once it's Tameh, it's not good enough that it's no longer a Kli. The fact that it's no longer a Kli is not good enough. You have to have a Chalais Shem Shvira. That's a big Chiddush, that once a Kli is Tameh, even though it's ice kli, but where did the tumah fly to? You could zecha say a svara, if a kli is tameh, it remains tameh, even if it's ice kli. And that's exeris akasav, tana v'kirayim yutatz, that when you have shrir in a kli, it's matar. So there, that it's ice kli is not good enough. The pshat is, you need a chaloi shem shvira. And shvira is only if it's completely non-functional. We spoke in the fourth parak also a similar thing, that a shini maisa l'sakein, which Rabbi Yehuda says, that you only say a shini maisa l'kalkal, not l'sakein, that when you change a kli to make it better, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not considered a shvira, but only if it's tameh. If it was never tameh, so any shini maisa makes it ois kli. It's oilum edei tumasim b'shini maisa, even if it's l'sakein. But if it's already Tameh, then you need a Chaloi Shem Shvira. And Yehuda says, anything that improves it, it's a Maisa for improvement, wouldn't be called a Shvira. Balakabana, that's how Taisus learns Rashi. Like we said, our Rashi doesn't have that, but that's Taisus. We showed him also bring this Rashi. And Taisus argues. Taisus says that this din of a Geilim Kli Matris, that a Kli is not Mekabel Tumah until it's Nigma Malachdai, that's what, in order to make it into a Kli. To get a Chaloi Shem Kli, it has to be nigma malachtai. But once it becomes a kli, it won't lose its chalai shem kli as long as it's functioning. Even legabe kabbalas tumma. Taisus brings a raya, because you have a keli with a hole in it, even though originally, if the keli started off with a hole, it wouldn't be makabal tumma. But the keli gets a hole afterwards, and it's still functional, you see, it's still makabal tumma. And then Taisus says, he has another raya keneged Rashi. Because if all Rav is saying is that it retains the tumah that it has, Rav is not telling you that Roy Lakisha Gabicheris means it could be Makabal tumah. In other words, you have to learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Nitlu in Vilayan, Adayin Tumas and Alayan. Means specifically if it became Tameh. If it didn't become Tameh, Enechinami. It won't be Makabal tumah Mikan Alaba. You're making a kimt in the Braisa. That nidlum v'leim adayin tumas and aleim doesn't mean the teiris kabbalas tumah. It means the actual tumah if it became tumah. Hazak tesis, if that's what the braisa means according to Rava, then Rava would agree to hedi achal achzirei. The whole machloikis Rava and Abaye by hedi achal achzirei is specifically in regard to being mekabel tumah mikanal haba. That Abaye says it's mekabel tumah mikanal haba. And the whole shakla of Tayyar the Gemara, Lechar is Mavur, that Abaye was saying it even Lagabi being Mekabal Tumah Mikan Alaba. And Rava says, no, Hed Yachazir doesn't work to be Mekabal Tumah Mikan Alaba. But when you have a Kli that's Tumah, and it breaks in an Eifin, that you don't need a repairman, you don't need a Uman, a Hed you could fix it, even Rava agrees that it won't lose its Tumah. Now, says that Taisus is also maskim to the schilik, legabe, not legabe, main malach de rishena, but legabe hedi yachal achzirei. And Abaye says hedi yachal achzirei means it's keilu, it's together. Like we spoke in the previous year. Rava says, no, it's not keilu, it's together. About chaloy shem shvira you don't have. Because you could just fix it. That's not called a shvira. Right now it's not a kli, it's detached. It's not a kli. This part's not a kli, that part's not a kli. You don't have a kli anymore. About shvira's a kli you don't have. And Rav is also asking that behead the yachalach zirai, it will remain tame. So does fractasis. If the whole thing of roi lakisha lagami cheres is just to keep it tame, that it shouldn't be a chalei shem shvira to keep it tame, Rav would also agree that had the yachalach zirai would already keep it tame. He wouldn't need this new svar. He just has to make that a kimta that it's tame already. And what's the raya? The raya for the Gemara in Brachas, Nafnunam and Beis. The Gemara in Brachas says if you have a bed and it came apart, if part of the bed was stolen or lost or divided by brothers in Shutfim, so then it's no longer tame. And even if afterwards it was returned, it was found, it was reunited with its owner, the Gemara says it's mekabel tumah mikan alaba, but it would lose its previous tumah. But mavur in the sugyan is that that's dafka because it's not being aimed to be put together. It was stolen, it was lost, it was divided by Achan and Shudfin. Mavur in the sugya that when you take apart the bed, but it's not stolen or lost, and not divided, it remains tummy. Now Abaye might say it's even mekabel tumah. It's not a kash on Abaye, the Mefarshim, the Marsha, the Maram, etc., discuss that. But upon him, that much you see clear in the sugya, the Mishnah already says that if it's stolen, it loses its tumah. Vayisay's coming apart doesn't make it lose its tumah. Vayisay's from there that hedi yachalach zira is certainly not a chaloy shem shvira legabi losing the tumah. So Mele Taisus makes the cheshbon. So hedi yachalach zira, everyone agrees to legabi if it was already tumah. So why did Rav need a cheshbon of makish shalgabi cheres? In order to say that it retains its tumah if it's already tameh, that Rav would agree to hedi yachalach zira. Elamai, it must be that roi lakisha is even in regard to mekabel tumah mikan alaba. So ka'amr, our Rashi really has that same thing. Our Rashi really says that roi lakisha would work in regard to mekabel tumah mikan alaba. And who would then had the yachalach zirei? But if you want to go with the Rashi that Taisus had, that the Rishonim had, so the Atarutzim and the Achreinim, why by Mita, it's better than Pnei Yeshua says, that specifically Mita is meant to come upon and put together. So for Shteitzich, if you have a Keli, which is meant to come upon and put together, no one would have any Havamina that it's called a broken Keli when you pull it apart. That for sure will retain its tumah. But Rava would take issue with like a bell and a clapper, which is not meant to come apart. So even though it's hedi yachalach zira, but it's broken. A hedi could fix it, but right now it's broken. A bed certainly can't be considered broken, because that's the derech. You don't need the bed, so you take it apart. Very logical teretz. The Chazanish says a teretz, that a bed, we're talking about tumas medris. For tumas medris, you don't need a shame kli. So Mel, as long as it's functional, they had the yachalach zira, Rashi would agree that that wouldn't be called the shvira, that would be called roi lemedris, and it would be makabel tumah. Rashenkein, a kli which is not a kli medris, when you need a chaloy shem kli, Rashi would say, even if it's had the yachalach zira, it's called a broken kli, it could be repaired, but right now it's broken, and it would be chalon it din shvira. I still think Abaya is mashman. The sugi is very much mashman. Abaya, you can't learn anything other than that hedi achalach zira would work, even legad kabbalas tumah mikan alaba. It's still considered a functioning keli. Nothing, there's nothing wrong with the keli. It's hedi achalach zira. The Rav holds no, even if it's hedi achalach zira, but now it's broken. But that's a shailin Rav isvara. If roi lakisha makes it that it's still engansin a kli, or it's not a kli, it just doesn't have a din shvira legabitim matayah the tumah. That's what Taisus discusses. And who would then, according to Rava, if hedi yachalach zira, would he be maskim? He's only arguing on a baya legabim mikabel tumah mikan alaba. Taisus says he'd be maskim, that it wouldn't be called a shvira by hedi yachalach zira, and it would retain its old tumah. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara has this machlokes in this svara of roi l'me'ein malach d'rishayna. Do you need roi l'me'ein malach d'rishayna, or as long as it's roi for any malacha, that's good enough? Originally, the Gemara said, Rebbeis Bachnina said that a bell without an anvil is only mekabel tuma when you could use it as a bell. Alakisha gabi cheres, not the same. You'll bang it yourself with the cheres, but at least you're going to use it in the same eifen that you used it before. And Rebbe Yochanan says, no, legamei b'mayim latinek, he's more machmir, as long as it has some use, even if it has no shaychus to its original use, that's also called that it's still a keli. So the Gemara brought a stira, and the Gemara's lashon is that Rabbi Eliezer said, b'midrasos yisei amid v'nasa malachtenu. By midrasos we say anything which is not roi l'shchiva. Why is it not roi l'shchiva? Because if anyone's going to sit or lie down in it, you tell him, get up. We have to use it for its proper function, amid v'nasa malachtenu. So it's not called roi l'medrus, it won't be mekabel tumas medrus. But in regard to tamei meis, we don't say amid v'nasa malachtenu. And Rabbi Yochanan says, in regard to Tamei Meis, also we say, Amoid V'nasa Malachteinu. So here, Rabbi Yochanan says, you need Me'ein Malacha. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't. Wasn't Rabbi Eliezer, it was Yosef Bachanina, but Rabbi Yochanan is a stira. So the Gemara says, you have to turn it around. And why turn this around and opposed to the first one? And Rabbi Yochanan also says that you don't say, Amoid V'nasa Malachteinu, because we have a third meim of Rabbi Yochanan, that when you have a sandal shebehema, a metal shoe, which is made for an animal, it's tame. And the Gemara says, Lamai Chazi, because the Gemara assumes that just because it's an animal shoe, ain't takshul behema, that alone wouldn't make a tame. It has to have some purpose for the person. And the Gemara says, Rav says, it's, of course, you could use it for drinking water in the war. Abchanina says, for smearing oil in the war. And Abyechanan says, it has to be the type that you can actually use it as your own shoe, that the soldier, when he's running away, would put on this shoe to protect his foot. So Rabbi Yochanan means me'ein malacha, the original malacha of being an animal shoe. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds you do need me'ein malacha, so he would be the one that holds la'kisha l'gabi cheres, and you have to say Rabbi Yosef Bachanina is the one that holds l'gamei b'mayim latinek. Adkan the sugya. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tesis, how to teach the words amayid v'nasa machtenu. And I think it's a very yisaidistic of Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, and I think it's mitli tully in the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis that we described in the previous year. And I'll explain. Rashi says that when they're saying Amoid V'nasa Machteinu B'tamei Meis, they mean like this. Ein Eimim B'tamei Meis Amoid V'nasa Machteinu means that you don't say in regard to Tumas Meis as opposed to Tumas Medris that a keli that breaks, it's only tummy if amoid v'nasa machteinu. Let's do the original work that we did. And if you say amoid v'nasa machteinu, you mean you do say that. It's only tummy if you say amoid v'nasa machteinu. Let's do the original work that we did. So Taisus is bothered that this seems to have no shaychus at all with the amoid v'nasa machteinu by Tumas Medrash. No shaychus whatsoever. Why did the Gemara bring the brisa? The Gemara brings the brisa by Tumas Medrash that if you take a basket, turn it over and sit on it, that's not Matame Medrash, because it has to be Miyuchad Yeshiva, not something which you say Amoid V'nasa Malachteinu, meaning what are you sitting there? Get up, we have to do our work. So there it's discussing, do you consider when you use it Yeshiva, is that considered to be Oymed Yeshiva? And the answer is no. What's the criterion? Because if anyone sits on it, you tell them we have other work to do with it. So that teaches you that it's not Meyuchad Yeshiva. Here, we're not discussing that at all. We're discussing a Kli, was a bell, for instance, and it broke. And the question is, you want to say it's still a Kli because of its usage. Is it Amoyed V'nasa Machtenu? Could I do the original usage? Those two concepts have absolutely no connection. One is, do you need miyuchad liyeshiva or sitting liyeshiva good enough? And the other question is, the tashmish it has now, does it have to be a similar tashmish to its original tashmish, or could it be a completely different tashmish? What's the shaychus, these two things? That by Tumas Mishkav, you say, Amoid V'nasa Machteinu, and here you don't, Elamai, Amoid V'nasa Machteinu could take a completely different definition. That has to, that is it good enough like Rashi says, by Medrash. Let's say something was royal in Medrash. You had, let's say, a sheet which you could use to lie down on. And now you have a scrap of material from the sheet which you could use, but not for lying down. So we say it doesn't work. That seems to be a completely different concept. That's Taisus Kasha. Zak Taisus, I'll explain to Amayit V'nasu Malachteinu here. You know why L'gmoye by Mayim is not considered a Tashmish, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina, or later according to Rabbi Yechanan? You know why you need L'akisha Agabe Cheres? Because when someone uses it L'gmoye by Mayim, you tell them, hey, you're not using it for the right thing. Amayit V'nasu Malachteinu. You're supposed to be using it as a bell, and you're not. You're using it as a cup. It's not a cup. So it's the same concept. By Midrashas, we have something has to be royal Medrash. Well, I'll say, well, this is my chair. But people tell you, no, it's not a chair. It's meant to be a basket. Amayit V'nasu Malachteinu. So that's why it's not called Metame Medrash. So here also, you want to use it as a cup. People say, no, it's not a cup. It's a bell. Amayit V'nasu Malachteinu. It's a bell. You can't use it as a cup. So by Medrash, that's the halacha. Even though I could use it as a chair, I have a basket, I could perfectly well use it as a chair, but since when I do it, someone's going to tell me, hey, don't sit on that, I need it for a basket. So it's not miyuchad l'medris, it won't be tamei medris. By tamei meis, I have a bell, can't be used as a bell, because it doesn't have an imvul, but I say it's a kli, because I could use it to migvay mayim l'tinek. But a guy's going to tell me, no, you can't be Megmeelayim Latinaik. I need it as a bell. So that's a shayla. Is that a reason to say it's not Mekabel Tumah? Well, I say I could use it to Megmeelayim Latinaik. But people will tell me it's not Miyuchid for that. Is that a reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah? If that's a reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah, so you need specifically to be Makish Delgabi Cheres, that's the same use. No one's going to say, don't be Makish Delgabi Cheres because I need it as a bell. It is being used as a bell. That's why it's Mekabel Tumah. So according to Taisus, it's an exact dinyan to the Amoyed V'nasu Malachteinu by Tumas Medrash. They're both discussing when you have a primary use of an item and you have a secondary use of an item. And people would tell you not to use it for the secondary use because we need it for the primary use. By Medrash, that makes it Ois Medrash. If the Medrash is only the secondary use, and people will tell you, don't do it for that, we need it for the primary use, it's Ois Medrash. By Tumas Meis, that's the Machlokes. I have a bell which is primarily to make noise, and you could use it for the secondary use, like Gmoye B'mayim L'tinek. But people will tell you, I need it as a bell. But maybe by Meis, it's okay. Well, Meis, I could use it like Gmoye B'mayim L'tinek, so that's why it's good enough to be called the Kli. Well, no. Even by Meis also, that doesn't count because it's against the primary use of the Kli. Now, according to Taisus, the next Gemara with the Sandal Shel Behema fits perfectly. A Sandal Shel Behema, its primary use is to be used as a shoe for a Behema. But that alone won't be Mekabel Tumah. So Taisus asks, the next Taisus asks Akasha, it's not a broken Kli. It's not a Kli which is broken and you need it for Mehem Malachta Rishayna. Why do you say it's like a zug which never had an invul? So Taisus says, because a zug without an invul, it's not a kli. You never intended it l'gmei b'mayim l'tinek. It's only once it's a kli, it can retain its shame kli because it's still useful. Masha'en kein, a sandal for a behema is a kli already. It's a kli for a behema. Just that alone wouldn't make it mekabel tumah because ain't taksha l'behema. But then again, you have a secondary use from the beginning. From the beginning, when you first made it, you understand, of course, its primary use is to be used as a sandal shabahema. But then again, people do use it to drink mayim b'mulchama. According to Rav Chanina, people even use it to mayishuk shemen b'mulchama. People might also use it to put on their foot in bereich menakrov if it's not too heavy. So, essentially, it's the same question. I have a primary use, a sandal shel behema. For that alone, it's not mekabel tumah. Just like the bell, I have a primary use of the bell, but for that alone, it's not mekabel tumah because it lost its invul. I have a secondary use. I could drink water with it. I could shmir oil with it. if you don't say Amoid v'nasel machtenu, so since it's roye for that, even though sometimes someone say, hey, don't use it for water, I need it for the horse. But it doesn't matter. Since the maestak can use it for water, so it's makabel tuma. Now Shengen and Rebechen holds no. Water is not considered a use because they say they need it for the horse. Mashen came when you use it for your own shoe, that's me'ein malacha. That's just an extension of its primary use. That's me'ein malacha rishena. On that, you wouldn't say amayt v'nasu malachtenu. So kamen and afkamina, if it's too heavy to use on your own foot, but you still could use it for water or for oil, is it mekabel tuma? But according to Rashi, the Rashi says, what does amayt v'nasu malachtenu mean? It means, if you have something which broke, do you say, Amoid v'nas machtenu, could I do the original work? So here, there's no original, and there's no new work. According to Taisus, Amoid v'nas machtenu means, is the primary use a steer to the secondary use? So it's mamash the same shayla. According to Rashi, Amoid v'nas machtenu means, does the use it has now, is it the same as the use it had originally? By sandal shebehema, there's no now and there's no originally. What's the shaychus of two sugyas? Chayr pella. So I want to answer, on people we spoke in the previous shiur, we said over chakir from Reb Chaim, a machlokes Rambam and Ravid, and we touched that way to machlokes Rashi and Taisus on the previous amud. And the vart is like this. By tumma, you need a kli maisa. It has to be not only a kli, but a kli maisa. That's why you have the din, that there's no tachshit for behema, and that's the chiddush that a bell is called a kli, that mashmiya koil is it's called a kli, called davishav veish, tefil dibra metame, need a kli maisa. So is the pshat that it's one din, the din kli legambe tumma is defined as kli maisa, and anything which is not a kli maisa doesn't have a chaloshen kli benegei tumma altogether? Or is it two separate dinim? There's one din you need a kli, and there's a second din that you need a kli maisa. Kli maisa is a tnai, but that's not the ikud din kli that said legabe tuma. Like we said in the other shia, Taisus holds it's one din. The din kli maisa for tuma is the ikud shem kli. So according to Taisus, if you have a zug without an invul, and now it's roi legamei b'mayim, or any type of example where a kli broke, it's not roi for its original malacha, and its din, the Kabbalah's tumma comes because it's roi for a different malacha. So according to Taisus, the whole din kli shabai is only mitzan the new malacha. There is no other din kli. Kli is kli maisa. So the zug without an invul, what type of a kli is it? It's a kli of gemu amayin. And al derech zeh, the sandal shel behema. The sandal shel behema, it's not a kli that broke. But a sandal shel behema, as far as tum is concerned, it's not a kli. It's not a kli maisa. So the whole din kli maisa shebay comes because it's a cup, or an oil container, or a protective gear for the soldier when he's running away. That is the whole chalais din kli, period. The fact that it was a kli for the behemoth is completely irrelevant. And who adin by the zug without the invul, the fact that originally was a zug, is completely irrelevant. Because that wouldn't give it a shame kli klal. As far as that's concerned, it's broken. So according to Taisus, there's one sugya here. When you have an item with a primary use and a secondary use, and mitzad its primary use is not a kli, because either, like by the bell, it's a broken kli, or by the sandal shel behema, it's a kli for a behema, could the secondary use make it a kli if it's a different use than the primary use? It's not me'ein malach de rishayna. Or do you say, amoid v'nasu malachtenu, hey, that's not really a use, I really need it for the primary use, like we explained. That's all in Taisus. But in Rashi, it's two separate dinim. There's a din that you need a kli, and another din that you need a kli maisa. So when the invul falls out of the bell, Zagach Hazai, according to Rashi, you know why it's a kli? Because it's a bell with an invul. That's the kli. That's the chaloshem kli, is because it's a bell with an invul. The question is, if it's not roye for anything, That's a chsarin and kli maisa. And then kli is still a kli. Maybe because you're going to repair it. Even if a woman repairs it. But it's still a kli. The din kli is because it's the original bell. The reason why it won't be lekabel tumah, if it's useless, is because it's missing the tnai of kli maisa. For the tnai of kli maisa, the fact that you could be makish agabi cheres, or the fact you could be gemayim and mayim latinaik, that makes it a kli maisa. So what's the machloikis if you need mayim malach derishayna? Not like Taisa says, the shayla is, does the primary use shter the secondary use? It's not the word according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the word is, that it's a kli maisa, does that have to be me'ayse dinu me'ayse tam that it's a kli? You see, by medris, we say it does. You can't call it a kli because it's a basket and then say it's good for medris because I could use it for medris. No. Amayiz v'nasa malachtenu. And who adin Lashi says at the end, if it becomes no longer worthy of medris. But I can't say that it's still a kli medris because it was a kli medris, and it's still a kli because I could use it for something else. No. I need that it should still be a kli medris. I can't substitute. That's what Amayiz v'nasa malachtenu means. I need it to be miyuchet for medris, meaning I can't say that it's a kli for a different reason and I'm going to use it for medris. No. The kli has to be mitzad de medris. And who adin, if it was a kli medris and now it's no longer a kli medris, I can't say, well, it's still a kli medris because that's its original function. And even though I can no longer use it for medris, that's okay because it's still a kli. No. You have to still be able to use it for medris. Mashenki by Tamei Meis. When you say, you don't say Amoid v'nashle machtenu means, it doesn't have to stim the two. It could be a kli mitzad one thing, and it could be a kli tashish mitzad something completely different. It's a kli because it's a bell, and it's a kli tashmish because it's railing way by mayim. According to Taisus, there's no such definition. There is no two things. But according to Rashi, that fits. It's a kli because it originally was a bell, and it's a kli tashmish because it's railing way by mayim. It's not the same malacha, amoid v'nasa malachtenu. It doesn't have to be. Or the other man, the Yomer, says it does have to be. The kli and the kli maisa have to be ma'isa din and ma'isa tam. And that's the same thing with the sandal shabahem shal matchis. Why is it a kli? Not because you could drink water with it. It's not miyuchah for drinking water. That wouldn't give it a shame kli, according to Rashi. Why it's a kli? Because it's for a behema. That's why it's a kli. Now, why is it a kli tashmish? They have the same machlekes. If you say amoid v'nasa malachtenu, so I mean the same din kli tashmish as the din kli. So it has to be only because I could use it for my own foot. Because there, the kli is that it's a shoe, and the kli tashmish is that it's a shoe. The kli is that it's a shoe for a behema, and the kli tashmish is a shoe for Adam. But it's the same thing. Amoid v'nasa malachtenu. And the other side was that no, it's a kli because it's a shoe for a behema. I need kli tashmish. Okay, I'll drink water with it. That will make it a kli tashmish. That's how Rashi holds. You don't say amayit v'nasu lachtenu. That's how I understand Rashi in the sugya.